four decades, the hospitals of Allegheny Health Network have been providing their communities with exceptional health care. The pharmacy services team are dedicated to their patients' safety as their number one concern. This special podcast series is about Allegheny Health Network's pharmacy services team leveraging the latest workflow processes and medical innovations to deliver the best medication management services.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Imagine a community that has 15 plus hospital systems with an additional and multiple cancer centers throughout, a community that relies on their health services, and an organization that would need to weave this together over the last 30 years, and a pharmacy organization serving all of those locations. This is a very special series for the Pharmacy Podcast Network, as we're working with my home base hospital system in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Allegheny Health Network. And I've been looking forward to this series because health systems are evolving, and the need to serve multiple locations with a crew and a team based on technology, on the electronic health record, on the distribution, on your wholesaler, on the insurance system backing this. This is complex. Today is part one of a three-part series where we are featuring AHN, Allegheny Health Network. And I'd like to introduce the Vice President of the Pharmacy Division of AHN, Dr. Laura Mark. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you, Todd. And thank you for having us. We're very excited about this opportunity to speak about the AHN and the pharmacy services that we have within our network.
I've met with you a couple times, and I've been so impressed with how far this has come. And just in the time that I've re-engaged and met you in the capacity of being vice president of this division, you've actually added some new locations as well. And I think this is a moving ship. This is not, you have not stopped since you've come aboard some 15 years ago. So before we jump into AHN's pharmacy division, I want you to let our listeners know how you entered pharmacy and then how you got involved with Allegheny Health Network.
Thank you. So I completed my bachelor's and my doctor of pharmacy from Duquesne University. And from there, I went to the Ohio State University Medical Center, where I completed a two-year residency program and a master's program. When I graduated from my master's program at Ohio State, I went to Children's National Medical Center in Columbus, Ohio. And then I came on board with McKesson Med Management. And then I landed at Johns Hopkins as a assistant director of pharmacy. And then I was able to, fortunate to come back to my hometown in Pittsburgh as the director of pharmacy for Allegheny General Hospital. And then my role has progressed throughout as the director of pharmacy within Allegheny General to now the vice president of pharmacy for AHN.
So the pharmacy sector of our healthcare system is such a small environment. I've been in pharmacy since 2004, and I feel like the Kevin Bacon of the pharmacy industry, where it's always 6 degrees of separation. But in this case, I feel like it's 3 degrees. And with Dr. Laura Mark, it's even more serendipitous. Dr. Mark's mother and my mother were actually high school friends, which was really interesting. And so our families knew about each other, and it personalized the success that Laura has had in her growth, because I thought, wow, this is someone who was from Western Pennsylvania, went to school at Duquesne University, started working in Ohio, and then came back home to really revolutionize and help to transform a health system and hospital system. So I have to say, I'm very proud of this series, and I'm very proud of you, Laura, and what you've accomplished. So let's talk about your team. I want to introduce Dr. Arpit Mehta, PharmD. I'm so excited to have him here. He's become kind of a local rock star based on his vaccine efforts and the team that he's leading. But welcome, Arpit.
Thank you, Todd. Glad to be here.
So you too, I want to jump in and find out what started your pharmacy career, where'd you go to school, and how'd you end up in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I started my pharmacy journey as a pharmacy technician when I started my undergrad at University of Maryland, working at one of the Johns Hopkins hospitals in Maryland. And once I was done with my undergrad at Maryland, I moved to Pennsylvania. I went to Lecom School of Pharmacy. Graduated from Lecom with my PharmD, came to what was back then West Penelogany Health System for my Health System Pharmacy Administration residency, along with my Master's of Public Health degree from University of Pittsburgh. Graduated from the program under Laura Mark as my program director and left AHN upon graduation. Last I worked at Inova Health System in Virginia. And as opportunity was available, Laura called and asked if we would come back to Pittsburgh. So moved back to Pittsburgh in 2018 as the director of pharmacy at Allegheny General Hospital. So I made my way back to Pittsburgh, through the journey over the last few years.
We will hear from another Dr. Mehta later in the series, but Laura has been proud to say that she was a matchmaker between you and your wife, Dr. Kim Mehta. So how did you guys meet? How did that come about?
Yeah, so surprisingly, you know, Laura matched us for the residency program, at Allegheny General Hospital. And we didn't know each other prior to joining the residency program. I went to Lecom, Kim went to Pitt. And, we did our 2 years of residency together. Residents bond in general since, you know, we worked together so closely. We were one of the first HSPL residents at AGH. And, somehow the stars aligned. And towards the end of the residency, we got together and, left here, worked in Virginia, and we ended up getting married. And you know, rest is history. So
that's so cool.
So Laura's definitely our matchmaker, our godmother to to Neil, and all of those things.
That's awesome. So we're eventually going to have to do a series on couples in pharmacy, pharmacists that become couples, because you wouldn't believe in the United States how many have had similar stories like that. I want to introduce our historian, part of our storyteller, to really build this series, Dr. Ed Seidel. I'm so excited that you're here, Ed, and I want to welcome you to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I can tell you a little bit about my history. I have been probably at Allegheny Health Network or the previous institutions, one of the longest probably the longest of anybody you'll interview today. So I appreciate the historian comments. My background, I am a University of Pittsburgh graduate. I completed my bachelor's at University of Pittsburgh in pharmacy and biochemistry. I also then went on to Duquesne University and got my doctorate of pharmacy. From there, I did a residency at the Mercy Hospital. I'm also from Western Pennsylvania. I'm a local Pittsburgher, born and raised there and stayed there. I then did the very first critical care residency at the University of Pittsburgh. And when I graduated from that, I was fortunate to be able to start my career at Allegheny General Hospital, where I was a clinical specialist in the intensive care unit for about 15 years. So that was how my career started out.
Thank you for that. I really want to set the stage for telling the story of where things were and how complex coming together with multiple locations, multiple systems, multiple electronic health records, processes, maybe even GPOs or vendors or whatever. I mean, there's so much complexity in hospital systems as it is. Laura, when you came aboard, tell us about the West Penn. Is it called the West Penn Health Allegheny or West Penn Allegheny?
The West Penn Allegheny Health System.
Yes. So tell us when you came aboard how things were, and then we're going to get into how this has transformed into the into the system that is today?
Sure. Thank you. So when I came on board as the director of pharmacy for Allegheny General Hospital, we were West Penn Allegheny Health System. There were five hospitals within the network, and we really did act independently. We were still had a somewhat of a connection to each other, but we acted independently. And some of that was, a large portion of that was due to our electronic health records, our technology systems were very different. And we really didn't have a structure or foundation to act as a system just yet, as a network.
So what took place that the executive leadership said, we needed to change, we need to come together, we need to build something so that you can continue to scale within Western Pennsylvania?
So initially, a few years into as being the director, I became the system director of pharmacy, and we created a network P&T structure, but we still acted somewhat independently even so. And a lot was due because, again, we were on different IT platforms, we were on different technology and dispensing systems, different IV pumps. So we still struggled with that. So there were a lot of barriers to still acting as a network and really getting on one formulary and one system. Our Pitts project, as we were moving to Epic and to other IT platforms, was really to standardize the formulary too. And that was still a struggle, but still we were trying to standardize and getting some sort of standardization throughout the network. So it was sort of baby steps initially, and driven by our IT technology platforms.
What's interesting is a hospital with the patients that are there, the care that you're giving them is the utmost importance. It's priority number one, the safety of those patients. Who was on your team to actually help the progression of bringing together these health systems while caring for patients and ensuring, you know, patient safety and standards that were in place? Who was considered kind of the project manager to bring the multiple systems together?
Hey, Todd, that's really interesting. And I can comment on the early days with Laura. It really came out of the Allegheny Health Education and Research Foundation bankruptcy is where West Penn Allegheny Health System was formed. There was a lot of consultants and a lot of turnover. And I can remember when we were fortunate enough to have Laura become the director, myself and another manager, his name was Tom Grandy. And the three of us really worked with the other pharmacy directors at the five hospitals, trying to standardize, as Laura pointed out, having different platforms, but we were trying to standardize care, standardize distribution, delivery, and those challenges were present.
So now we come to a different phase, and that is you're coming together, your AHN was continuing to grow and continuing to bring on other hospitals, but you had a process in place, Laura, that you could add in another health system to your processes, your formularies, your technology in order to serve each of the locations. So at this point, after Ed was kind of laying out how you started to bring different systems together, Laura, what was the next stage in growth in order to prepare for scalability?
So I think one of the benefits and one of the things that really helped us to scale and grow was becoming part of the Allegheny Health Network and forming with that, with our Highmark system and Highmark Health, and bringing in, we had new leadership that really helped support that growth and the vision of pharmacy with Cindy Hunderfein, Claire Zangerly, Jim Benedict, and Dr. Parker coming on board. And Dr. Parker has been very helpful in helping to, he's who I report to, and helping to help us with that vision and really growing into as a network and supporting all of the initiatives together.
Something that you said to me, Laura, before we started recording was the empowerment of your leaders within each of your divisions. And your team set up something called FELT, which is the Pharmacy Executive Leadership Team. Can you kind of describe that to our listeners and why that empowers your leaders to really take responsibility, accountability, and drive their mission specific to their department?
Great. Thank you. So yes, we created what we call FELT, P-H-E-L-T, our Pharmacy Executive Leadership Team. And that consists of the directors of pharmacy at each hospital, and then also the network directors. And it was really the foundation versus driving from a one viewpoint from a multiple group. So we really, it's the communication, collaboration, and transparency from that group working together that has really helped us work and function as a team throughout the network. And I'll tackle on a lot of initiatives and a lot of moving our vision and our mission forward for pharmacy.
So tell us where you're going now from a scalability perspective. You just mentioned that Grove City, which is just north of Pittsburgh, it's about, I think it's what, 80 miles north of Pittsburgh. Tell us about that system and what the progression is and where you are in your scale today.
So in our scale today, one of the things that has been very helpful is the fact that we have this sort of foundation built in this pharmacy executive leadership team. So it's been helpful to empower others to be able to scale that and bring that on as we bring on new sites. So Grove City is a good example where that was existing hospital, and they're now interwoven into the Allegheny Health Network. And then the other site that we're bringing on board at the end of the year is a brand new hospital, Wexford Hospital, which will be coming on board in fall.
Medication safety, efficiency, regulatory compliance, rising drug costs, staffing challenges. Just a few of the many challenges facing your pharmacy operations. How can we remove the barriers to visibility and error-prone manual processes to improve efficiency in medication management? This is the vision of Autonomous Pharmacy. Through a combination of hardware, software, and technology-enabled services, we're transforming the pharmacy care delivery model to improve quality and reduce costs, allowing your staff to focus on what is most important: patient care. Wondering how to start your journey to the Autonomous Pharmacy? Visit AutonomousPharmacy.com to complete a free online assessment. That's AutonomousPharmacy.com. Be sure to subscribe to the Future of Pharmacy podcast on Pharmacy Podcast Network to hear more from leading pharmacy innovators like Dr. Laura Mark and Dr. Arpit Mehta of Allegheny Health Network, how technology-driven medication management is helping to improve patient care, clinician satisfaction, and pharmacy performance.
Arpit, there's a pharmacy director listening to this right now in some other part of the nation who isn't oiled like this machine is, that's having to go through those processes. What advice, with what you look back on the history of AHN and your pharmacy division, what advice do you give them to take the proper steps to prepare for some kind of efficiency growth or coming together or putting, you know, multiple systems together? What do you tell that pharmacy director who right now is feeling pretty overwhelmed?
Yeah, I have to tell you, Todd, you know, just from when I left the residency program and came back 5 years later in my new role back to Allegheny Health Network, I saw a cultural change, and that is difficult. That is difficult to obtain. And kudos to Laura, Ed, the leadership team that we had in place already, who was leading that change. It was just night and day, and really saw the difference in the team truly coming together, functioning as one team, standardized automation, EHR, of course, standardized across the network, and truly working towards one mission, is providing that excellent patient care. And you know, trusting, working together in making those decisions, taking us to the next step forward. And I think that was key to the success of this team and our team. And really, that is the key to bringing on new hospitals as we onboard, you know, or opening a new hospital even later this year. Getting that hospital pharmacy up and running is now so easy because we have a playbook, and obviously opening a hospital is no easy task, But we have that playbook. We have those network policies in place. We have the network automation that's already contracted and planned for. We have EHR that are already built, and we just have to add on a new system to add the location to it, if you will. So that playbook that Ed, Laura, and the team has created is just absolutely fantastic. And we can just take on and add a new chapter to the book and continue to grow. And that is just impressive, and to see the whole team coming together, working towards a common goal.
Ed, what you've seen happen since you've been part of this, and you're the veteran here on this team, what advice do you give to a pharmacy director that's under a tremendous amount of stress to build a well-functioning pharmacy division to serve multiple hospital systems?
I would say what I've told people through the years is just always do the right thing. We had some challenges, but as I mentioned before, when Highmark came into the scene, that was a game changer, not only because they were able to help us with our infrastructure, but as Laura pointed out, the culture, because of their leadership, and that leadership then became the AHN leadership that really added stability. We continue to just make strides, continuing to just have that attitude of do what's right for our patients. And when you do that over time, it just gets better. It continues to grow. And as our Pitt mentioned, that's the culture you want to have.
Laura, as someone who is building and managing this team, what characteristics do you look for in team members, and what do you cultivate in a team to continue to build this out? And always keep in mind that it's the patient that is our client. The patient is the most important. That's the person that we all surround. So that's a balance in growth, in scalability, and then always remembering the patient. What characteristics are important for your team members?
Thanks. From a team member perspective, and I think that we do really have this on the team, it's the passion that they have for patient care, and it's the passion that they have for pharmacy. And I think that's one of the things that everybody can exemplify on our team. I do like the fact that we're open to new challenges, and we're faced every day with new challenges and open up to new ideas. Everybody has a voice in that. What we might start with might come out differently because we all put our input into that to come out with a greater outcome. And really capitalizing on everybody's strengths. I think that one of the things that I really love about the Felt team and our leadership team in the pharmacy is that we all have different strengths and we complement each other so nicely. So I'm very proud of that. I'm in the pharmacy team.
I'm so proud of this series because it's my home. It's Pittsburgh. I'm very proud to be from Pittsburgh. And I think there's a common thread through people that have grown up here that we're fighters. I always felt like we were kind of the underdogs, but we've always come out on top, and our health systems and our innovation and our technology has now eclipsed what we were in the 70s and 80s as an industrial steel town, which was still very much a world leader. So I'm very proud of AHN. I'm so proud to feature this series. We have so much more to talk about. We're going to be talking about medication safety. We're going to be talking about pharmacy care continuum. And I can't wait to unpack the community division that is now an extension of AHN in reaching your communities even furthermore than what the hospital was doing 10 and 20 years ago. So with that, I want to say thank you so much to Laura, to Arpit, and Ed. It's been wonderful talking to you today, and we can't wait to get into our next part two and part three of this series.
Thanks for listening to our podcast series about the dedicated innovators in health system pharmacy. To learn more about Allegheny Health Network, please visit ahn.org.